This is the audio presentation covering the assignments in Latin Lessons 3 and 4. Please open your textbook to page 37, where Mr. Ayers begins the list of Latin prefixes you need to memorize in Lesson 3. As I will do always when we cover new forms to memorize, I'm not going to mention all the prefixes here, just the ones about which I have something to note. But you are responsible for knowing all of them, including those I add to Ayers's list. The first prefix is ab, A-B, which can show up also as a, just the letter A, or abs, A-B-S. It means away, from, or away from. It's important to note that this prefix never assimilates, whereas its close cousin ad, A-D, the next prefix often does. Ad, A-D, means to or toward, to which you should add the meanings at, very, and very much. This highly assimilating prefix can show up as ac, A-C, af, A-F, ag, A-G, al, A-L, an, A-N, ap, A-P, and in several other assimilated forms. So remember this. If you see a Latinate word beginning with A and two identical consonants, ACC, AGG, and so on, then the prefix is really ad, AD, meaning to, only very rarely ab, AB, meaning from. And in general, you should note that ad, AD, is much more common than ab, AB in the derivatives we get from Latin. The next prefix is ambi, meaning around, which you should note can also show up as just amb, A-M-B, without the I. About the next two prefixes, ante, A-N-T-E, and circum, C-I-R-C-U-M, I have nothing to add other than memorize them. However, there's one thing worth thinking about with ante. It means before. It doesn't mean against. There's another English prefix, ante, with an I, which does mean against, but that prefix comes from Greek and is attached to Greek bases, or it should be. We'll study ante with an I later in the class. The next prefix on the list, con, C-O-N, is an important one. Put a star by it. You'll see it a lot. Note that con often assimilates, showing up as call, C-O-L, core, C-O-R, and com, C-O-M, and even just co, C-O. Its basic meaning is with or together, but it can also just intensify the base it's attached to, which is why Ayers adds the meaning very, that is, very much. We'll discuss later why some prefixes have this intensive sense. For the moment, just note that con does this, as does ad with a D. Contra is the next prefix. I have nothing to add about it either, so on to the following one. D, D-E. Its basic meaning is down, as in descend, but it often carries the connotation off or away from. It can also convey a sense of removal, as in dehumidify or decontaminate, or negation, that is not, as in demerit or de-emphasize. Like ad and con, it also sometimes just denotes emphasis, which is why Ayers adds the meaning thoroughly, in other words, very much. Finally, the last prefix in this lesson is dis, D-I-S, which can assimilate to diff, D-I-F, or just die, D-I. Its basic meaning is apart in different directions. Think disunion or dispel. Words like those make it easy to remember the meaning of this prefix and will help you not confuse it with the prefix we just learned, D, D-E, which means down. Dis, apart, D, down. Remember that. And like D, dis can also sometimes convey a sense of negation, that is not, as in disable. Since we're doing lessons 3 and 4 here, let's jump ahead to Lesson 4 and its prefixes so we can finish up all the prefixes in these two lessons. Then we'll come back to Lesson 3 and look at the bases to be memorized there. After Lessons 3 and 4, there is one more lesson of prefixes, Lesson 5. We'll cover the prefixes there in the next presentation. On page 43, Ayres's second list of prefixes begins with XEX, which can show up as F, EF, or just E. Its basic meaning, out, out of, and from, leads to a number of secondary connotations. One, undo, as in emancipate, that is, unenslave. Two, past, former, or formerly, as in ex-president. Three, bad, badly, as in exasperate. And finally, four, like add, con, and d, X can also just convey a sense of very much or completely, as in eloquent. To this could be added the senses beyond and without, but I think the list of meanings for X is long enough already. One last thing to note about X is that sometimes the letter X at the end of the prefix absorbs the S at the beginning of certain bases. So, for instance, the base spect, S-P-E-C-T, loses its initial S in our word expect. The same is true of execute, where the base secute, S-E-C-U-T, drops its initial S. Watch out for this. The next prefix, extra, is an extension of X, which explains its meaning outside, beyond. The next two prefixes use the same form, in, I-N, but have very different meanings. The first in means not, as in ineffective. The second has a basic meaning of in, as in inject, but also conveys all sorts of secondary connotations, within, on, into, against, and completely. Because these two prefixes are identical in form, it's hard sometimes to tell them apart, but it's possible. Here's how to do it. First, look for a negative sense in the in word you're etymologizing. Can you hear the basic negativity in words like inaccurate, incapable, inappropriate? If you can hear an obvious not, then it's a good guess the prefix is the negative in. Conversely, if you can hear an in sense in the word, inject, intrude, indent, then the word is likely using the in prefix that means in. There's another tendency which can help you make this distinction. If there's a second prefix after in, yes, Latinate words in English can have two, even three prefixes. That is, if a word has in plus another prefix, like indefinite, in plus d, the in always means not. If, on the other hand, the in is followed directly by a base that has a verb sense, for example, induce, literally lead in, then the in most likely means in. But this second principle, in plus a verb base, is only a tendency, not a rule. Still, it helps. Finally, be aware that both these prefixes assimilate frequently. Both ins will often change into im, I-M, ill, I-L, or ear, I-R, as in impel, illicit, irreverent. There are some differences between these prefixes, however. The not in prefix assimilates to ig, I-G sometimes, as in ignorant or ignoble, where the in prefix doesn't. Conversely, the in prefix has French forms n, en, and m, em, as in endure or embrace, which the not in prefix doesn't. The next prefixes I want to comment on, I'm skipping infra here, but you still need to learn it, are inter and intra. Be careful to distinguish these. They look alike, but they mean very different things. Inter means between or among. Intra means within. Interscholastic denotes activities which take place between different universities. intramural sports occur within the same university. At this point, I want to add a prefix, juxta, which means near, near to, next to, and beside. From this, we get words like juxtapose, meaning put next to. Besides the negating prefix in, Latin also gave us a number of other ways to append not to the front of a word. One is non, N-O-N. Mr. Ayres includes that one in his list, but he neglects another, ne, N-E, which is another prefix I want to add to this list. Ne is not very common, but it shows up in some important words like nefarious, nescient, and neuter. Learn it. The next to last prefix in Lesson 4 is another big assimilator, ob, O-B, which can show up as off, O-F, op, O-P, os, O-S, oc, O-C, and even sometimes just O, as in omit. Its basic meaning is face-to-face, which naturally conveys a sense of confrontation, giving it the additional senses toward, against, or in the way of, as in obstruct. So it often has a negative sense, as in oppress. This is a process called degeneration, which we'll talk about later. But not always. Offer, for instance, literally bring toward, is neutral in sense. Finally, like ad, con, d, and a few other prefixes, ob can simply intensify the sense of the base, which is why it also has the connotation completely. The last prefix here is per, P-E-R. Through is its basic sense. It never assimilates. It's perfect, not perfect. But it's worth noting that it does have a number of extenuating connotations based on through. One, wrongly or to the bad, as in pervert or perfidious. The implication seems to be that going all the way through something leads you into bad places. And two, like so many of its peers, per can also mean thoroughly, completely. And now we're through with that. A thorough job. To end this presentation, let's look at the bases in Lessons 3 and 4. As with prefixes, I won't talk about every one of them, only those which I have something to comment on. So please turn back to page 38. There the first base is sed, ses, C-E-D, C-E-S-S. To that add the form seed, C-E-E-D. This form you'll see in words like proceed or exceed. Jumping down the list to lev, L-E-V, add the forms leaf and leave. That's L-I-E-F and L-I-E-V, which is the way this base occurs in words like relief and relieve. The base loqua, L-O-Q-U, is cognate. Remember what cognate means? That two words are closely related linguistically. Loqua comes from the same Indo-European root as, and thus is cognate with our word talk. The root was originally something like tlok, T-L-K, which you have to admit is fairly unpronounceable. Where the Romans solved this problem by creating loqua, L-O-Q-U, they dropped the initial T and added an O between the L and the K, which they later changed from K to qua, spelled Q-U. We inserted an A to separate the T and L and created talk. If knowing that works, use it to help you remember that loqua means speak. If not, forget it. Moving on, prec, which means request, beg, or prayer, has a homonym, another base that looks exactly the same but has a completely different meaning, price. From this second price prec base, we get the word appreciate, literally to put a price on something. Mr. Ayres nowhere includes this price prec base in his textbook, so you are not responsible for memorizing it, though it can't hurt to learn it. Finally, the last base in Lesson 3, ven, vent, venue, has another form you should be aware of, veni, V-E-N-I, seen in words like convenience. You should add that form to this space. Now let's look at the bases in Lesson 4. Please turn to page 44. As always, I'll comment on only those bases about which I have something to say. But remember, you need to memorize them all. The first base, crook, C-R-U-C, has another form you should know, crux, C-R-U-X, which is seen in our Latin derivative, crux, a word for the central focus of something, usually a problem. Put stars by the following three bases, hab, ab, hib, sent, sense, and vert, verse. These bases show up in a lot of English derivatives. Make sure you commit them to memory. I have only one more comment to make here about the base turb, T-U-R-B, which Ayres defines as disturb. But defining turb as disturb breaks his own rule that a definition shouldn't contain the word itself. So let's add the meanings upset and stir. And that's it for this presentation. Please work on memorizing the prefixes and bases introduced here. Don't forget that there are online drills to help you quiz yourself. Then please do the sentence exercises in Lessons 3 and 4 on pages 39 and 40 and 44 through 46. The answers to those exercises are available on the course website. Oh, and one last thing before I sign off. If you find you're having trouble remembering the meaning of some form, here's one solution. Create a hook word, a quick way of reminding yourself what the form means. If, for instance, you can't seem to remember that the base greg, G-R-E-G, means flock or herd, find something that helps you recall the definition. It can be a real derivative like congregation, literally the act of flocking together. And if that works, use it. But the hook word doesn't have to be something valid etymologically. It can be personal, even silly. Say you have a friend named Greg. When you see the base Greg, say to yourself, last night I heard from my friend Greg. Or, have you heard from Greg lately? Heard, Greg. Get it? Use the hook words, I heard Greg, to help you remember that Greg means heard. Hook words don't have to be logical or dignified. They just have to work long enough for you to remember a definition automatically. And that's the end of this audio presentation. Happy etymologizing!